Welcome to the Life is Beautiful podcast. In today's episode, I have a special story to share with you called Brewing Harmony, where we explore the intricacies of human emotions and the power of understanding through a tale of three friends. I'm your host, Stanzin Wangdan. Our story begins in a cozy coffee shop where Tenzin, Lobsang, and Sonam enter eagerly for a quick caffeine fix before their scheduled meeting. In the heart of the busy city, these three friends navigated the complexities of life together. Tenzin, a sensitive soul in his 30s, often found himself grappling with feelings of frustration and anger. But instead of letting them consume him, he embarked on a journey to understand himself better. Lobsang, fiery and passionate, struggled with controlling his temper. He would often lash out, unaware of the hurt he caused. Sonam, quiet and reserved, absorbed his emotions silently, carrying the weight of his feelings within. Here, our story begins. One day, before their scheduled meeting in a cozy coffee shop, Tenzin, Lobsang, and Sonam enter eagerly for a quick caffeine fix. They find themselves caught in a moment of frustration. Tenzin excitedly said, "Let's grab some coffee before our meeting. We've got half an hour to spare." Sonam replied enthusiastically, "Sounds good to me. I could use a pick-me-up." Lobsang agreed, "A quick coffee sounds perfect." As they approached the counter, they encountered a situation that tested their patience. The barista apologetically approached, "Sorry for the wait, folks. I'll be with you in just a moment." With patience, Tenzin replied, "No problem. Take your time." Lobsang impatiently said, "We're in a bit of a hurry, though." Sonam calmly approached Lobsang. "It's okay, Lobsang. Let's just give him a few minutes." Time passed, and the tension began to rise as they waited for their coffee. Scene-setting sound effect, Lobsang, with anger, said, "This is ridiculous. How long does it take to make a cup of coffee?" Tenzin, trying to stay calm, told Lobsang, "Let's not get worked up, Lobsang. I'm sure he's doing his best." Sonam sympathetically turned to Lobsang and said, "It's frustrating, but let's try to be patient." Finally, their drinks arrived, along with an unexpected gesture of kindness from the barista. The barista sincerely apologized to them. "Sorry for the delay, folks. Your drinks are on the house." Tenzin gratefully showed appreciation. "Thank you. We appreciate it." As they sipped their coffee, the tension melted away, replaced by a sense of camaraderie and understanding. Lobsang, calming down, said, "Thanks for keeping me in check, guys. I guess I overreacted." Tenzin, with a smile, replied, "No worries, Lobsang. We all get a little impatient sometimes." Sonam, nodding, replied, "The important thing is that we didn't let it ruin our day." Reflecting on the incident later, Tenzin realized that their anger stemmed from their own ego and selfishness. With this insight, he embraced empathy and compassion, no longer blaming others for their feelings. Together, the friends embarked on a journey towards harmony. Through introspection and support, they learned to confront their inner struggles and forge deeper connections. With each step, they moved closer to finding peace and understanding, united in their quest for harmony amidst life's challenges. And as they walked hand in hand, they found solace in their shared humanity and the beauty of their friendship. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for joining this podcast. I appreciate your time spent with me on this podcast journey. Next week, I will again come up with another episode. Please do visit again. Bye and take care. Signing off now.